So then, time to look forward to the GA action this weekend, and we're going cross-channel because London are hosting Galway in the opening round of the Connacht Championship. London having a huge Donegal connection. I'm delighted to say, joining us now on the programme is the coach of London, Termin native, Michael Boyle. Michael, welcome along to the Airwaves of Highland.
Thanks, Oisin. How are you getting on?
I'm getting on not too bad, Michael. And obviously a big game coming up this weekend. And there's 9 Donegal players involved, 3 from Derry and 2 from Tyrone. So you've got a massive contingent of players from the northwest of Ireland involved in your side here.
Yeah, we do. I suppose it's just the nature of the involvement of the clubs over here. A lot of them are northern based, like, and then there's probably a huge construction industry over here that a lot of the players are working in. So a lot of them travel over from Northern Ireland, a lot of the companies and stuff. So that's where the association comes from, and a lot of the west of Ireland as well. Just the immigration from the west of Ireland, we've picked up a lot of players from that too. So it's a good group of lads, and a load of northern lads as well.
Listen, Michael, you've a lot of players, as we said, from the northwest involved, and a lot of these players have played inter-county football at some stage in their career at some age level. Like 2 Tyrone players are involved, Matthew Walsh and Keelan Mulgrew, 3 from Derry, Oran Kerr, Rory Rafferty and Ryan Toole, and as we said, 9 from Donegal, who again have played either inter-county football at some stage and that have actually won championships at some level with their club. The likes of Kieran Dever-Maville, from Niamh Colum Kill, 2 players, Daniel Clark and Michael Lynch, also from Convoy, Patrick Dolan and Joseph McGill. Narossa's Sean McMonagall, of course, was involved with the Letcher side that tasted success last year. Termin's Nathan McIlwain. And 2 players who have won senior championship medals with their clubs, Gudor's Micheál Carroll and St Union's Michael Muller.
Yeah, look, a good quality player. The majority, as you said, played underage football for Donegal, and some of the other lads from other counties have all played underage football for their respective counties as well. So, there's been probably an influx of players to London over the last couple of years, especially from Donegal. I think we've got 9 involved. So it's just great to have that familiarity for the lads. And obviously, me knowing the lads personally as well, I know what they can bring to the table for us. Yeah. So it was good for us to get them all on board this year. Yeah. And it'll benefit all their clubs as well, especially all the other clubs that are involved too. Yeah. So it's a good level of football to be playing.
What's the commitment like from the group at the moment? Obviously, heading into championship, you're away from home. But listen, this is still inter-county Gaelic football, so it is, Michael.
Yeah, no, that's obviously the biggest challenge in London is just it's the logistical side of things and getting the group together on a weekly basis. But I have to say that it's just been a brilliant group to be involved in. They go to the gym on a Monday night in West London, and we train on a Tuesday and Thursday night in West London. They do a gym session on their own on a Wednesday, and then we're on the pitch again at the weekend if we're not playing a match or we're not travelling back to Ireland maybe for a Sunday game and a Saturday morning, or for a Saturday game and a Friday evening. So that's kind of the general makeup of our week. So they're working together mainly every night of the week, bar a Wednesday where they do their own gym session in their own locality. But the group itself have put in a massive effort this year. We have seen the benefits. We've seen the lads come on in terms of their performance, and definitely physically we've seen them come on as well with the S&C crowd that we're working with currently.
Yeah, and you obviously you can see improvement from where you were in 2023. Yes, you may have finished second from bottom in Division 4 of the league, but was there vast improvements there from the previous year, Michael?
Okay, we also, a management team, would definitely look at it, and we would have been disappointed with different stages of last year. Our league campaign was, you know, hit by injury, so it was, and it really had an effect on us in a lot of the games. But definitely this year we've seen a massive improvement in our performances. Just obviously we didn't get as many wins as we liked. We got an extra win this year compared to last year. We drew with Tipperary as well. We would have been, you know, we would have been thoughtful if we should have got over the line against Tipperary, but we'd have a couple of other competitive games where we thought we put up better performances against some of the bigger teams in Division 4. It's just trying to develop a team and get a team together. Most counties in Ireland have groups together for 3 and 4 years in London. You know, some of the times you're only getting a player for 1 year, and that's the challenges that you have. So luckily we've had 15 or 16 of the lads, you know, over the last 2 years, and we're starting to see big improvements there. And that's what it's about. It's about getting the group together and developing them. So we're looking forward to the championship coming up now. And we were happy enough with our league campaign. We're unfortunate with a couple of contact injuries, two broken hands and two knee ligament injuries, which, you know, was disappointing. But at the same time, hey, we're really happy with the group and how they've developed.
Obviously, Galway's the opposition on Saturday. It's a Division 1 team against a Division 4 team. Not many giving you any hope in the tie against the men from the West. But what did London want out of this game? What's your expectation from the game, Michael, on Saturday?
No, listen, we understand that what's ahead of us. Galway were in the All-Ireland final a couple of years ago. Retained their Division 1 status after an injury hit season themselves. But look, we know where we're at. We're looking forward to the game. As we're chatting to the lads about, it's a great opportunity to put a show on for themselves and get a big game like that and welcome a team like Galway to Ruislip. And it's just a great opportunity for all the players and everybody involved, really. So we're going to give it our best shot. We'll put our best foot forward. We're looking to put on a good performance and get stuck into Galway and see where we can get with it. We understand that there's a big difference between a Division 1 team and a Division 4 team, but we know plenty about them and they'll know plenty about us, but we'll look to get stuck into them and see how we get on.
Yeah, and as you say, it's a big occasion, and for the GAA community in London, it's going to be a packed house on Sunday, and it's sort of one of these events on the calendar that is marked out weeks ahead for everybody involved, Michael.
Yeah, there's a lot of work going on, a lot of work by the county board and a lot of work in the background. Setting up, it's always a big weekend and Ruislip and a big event. So I think the ticket sales are going quite well at the minute. There's a big Galway contingent in London, and there'll be excitement around all the players' families as well coming from Ireland, and it's always a great occasion where families and players can get together, and they'll be looking forward. Hopefully the weather picks up a wee bit. It hasn't been great over here, but I think the weekend's supposed to be a bit better than it is at the minute. And we're looking forward to a big weekend. It should be a great day out in Ruislip on Saturday. We'll be looking forward to it.
Yep. Okay, just finally, obviously there's the rest of the championship to come in the Talton Cup. You came very, very close last year where you, I suppose, should have beat Laois, but Laois scored late to progress into the next stage. Obviously, progression in that competition would be seen as key if you're going to continue to develop this group, Michael.
No, that's it. Look, obviously, we're going up against Galway on Saturday, and we're looking to put our best foot forward and try to perform to our best ability, like, and make a good mark on the game. And the Talton Cup has been a great competition for a team like London, where you get, you know, you're guaranteed 4 championship games in a season. And we were really, really competitive in last year's Talton Cup, and we were a couple of minutes away from getting a result against Laois last year, where we were up by 2 points in the last couple of minutes, and we ended up Laois getting a couple of late scores to get a draw out of it. So that really gave us a bit of momentum going into this year, and we saw that, you know, we can give these teams a rattle. So it's great experience for the players, and it's just all the hard work that they put in over the year and in the gym and on the football pitch. It's just great exposure for them to get those games, you know, and that'll be where we're looking to push on if we end up in that competition, and we'll be looking to push on and try and get a result and push for a quarter final, and we'll see where we'll go from there. That'll be a successful campaign for us, you know.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, you've Galway to contend with this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Michael. We wish you, your management team, who of course is under the management of Michael Maher, and indeed all the players involved, particularly those from the Northwest, wish you all the best of luck against Galway at the weekend.
Thanks, Sashin. Great to catch up. Thank you.